Hi Sandra, having just talked about thinking for and by others and the need for people to realize that they need to think for themselves and the implied need for society to use that approach for everything. Because when people live their own uniqueness with their identity, with integrity, then so much more can come out of that. And as you mentioned, this understanding of the limitations which arise in humanity as a result of the thinking for and by others, because it essentially keeps people in infancy. It brings them back to childhood. It makes them dependent rather than independent, which means that humanity, society as a whole, is based on dependency instead of independency, which means that society as a whole comes into a kind of, let's say, a drugged state of mind or a drugged state of being, the dependency as an addiction. And I would like to follow that up by an exploration of a different topic, which is that of the idiots. Everybody gets sort of queasy and uneasy when I talk about the idiots, because you're not supposed to talk about idiots. But yet, I find it necessary to do so. And I'm not using the word idiot in a kind of approach as, who was the French guy again, who was then copied by the American guy, who said, you have idiots, you have imbeciles, and you have morons. Basically trying to describe people who were stuck in their development, say idiots as the young child, 3-4 years old, the imbecile as a, say, seven year old, and the moron as a, say, 13 year old, all of them in the dependency stage of human beings before puberty. And those descriptions were created because there are examples of people who, in their cognitive capacities, got stuck. And the people who created this kind of research essentially became toxic by associating that with meanings and implications. They went into that mindset of thinking for others or thinking about others, thinking instead of others, and denying the uniqueness of the other, and not asking what happened as a result of which people became idiots or imbeciles or morons. And so it is that aspect that I want to address in this topic of idiots. And I want to make fully clear that the word idiots I used because the Greek word for self is idios. And when somebody gets stuck in selfishness or self-limited thinking, at the exclusion of the realization of others, then the word idiot becomes appropriate, because the word idiot then basically very explicitly say that there are people who do not take others into account. And that puts the word idiot in the category of people which are described as those with a lack of empathy. The people who cannot sense into the uniqueness and into the life of others. And by not acknowledging others as unique other beings, inflict their limited understanding, locked in self-awareness, understanding. When that is projected on others, they reduce what others are to an extension of their own being. And the reason why I then use the word idiots is because people already are aware of the word idiotic, and we can then give a much deeper meaning to the word idiotic. That's idiotic when you let others think for you, and it is even more idiotic when you let an idiot think on your behalf. And it's absolutely idiotic when one of those idiots, open bracket, narcissist, comma, psychopath, comma, sociopath, comma, close bracket, one of those idiots start to determine your life and start to think for you or instead of you. People cannot afford to let idiots run their life. And actually, in my life, I realized this when I was invited to join the army. And I was very willing to step in. My mother had been in the Navy. I had visited the Navy. I saw that there was a group of highly intent people seeking a superb kind of collaboration and cooperation, also available for assuring the preservation of the life and the uniqueness and the freedom of others. And so when I stepped into that system, I had this notion that yes, it would be wonderful to be part of a group of people who strives to do something well by working well together. And then in one of the meetings which I had in that, I was a guest. I was invited at a table, and there was somebody there who said that I could not walk around the table to continue talking with the guy I was talking with at that time. And then he started to command me in what I should do. And for me, that is where I realized that a system or an institute or an institution where somebody with less knowledge and less understanding can tell somebody else what to do is not acceptable for me. I cannot risk that somebody with less understanding or less comprehension or less consciousness or less empathy will tell me or anybody else what to do. For me, everything that I had experienced in my feeling of wanting to join a group to do something which was good was immediately turned around, because I experienced that within that group there was something happening by which people without understanding were telling people what to do and not even questioning if what they were saying was relevant or helpful. So that is essentially what I addressed in this previous recording on telling people, thinking for and by others. And now I want to elaborate a deeper level of that by addressing the idioticity of that whole concept of people thinking for and by others. I've already presented this idea of the term idiot as deriving from the Greek word idios. And the word idios also refers to our evident first experience of ourself in our being. When we are born, we are idiots because we are focused on idios. The only thing that we can focus on is ourselves, because there we are new in a body, new in an environment. We have to discover everything, and the only perspective that we can discover it from is from our own standpoint in our body. And that's also connected to this development growing up in humanity, where we then start as a baby with a fully self-centered, let's say idiotic or idios-centered perspective. And the baby stops being an idiot, won by the interest, there is an interest, a looking out and a looking into how other people do things. So the idios baby stops being an idiot by realizing that we all have an idios self, and that we all have a different idios self. The father, the mother, the siblings, the other people, they have a different self, and by taking interest in that, something unfolds. The limitation of being an idiot, the egg cracks, and you step out of that and step into the world of others. You can identify with that. Some people get stuck in that. They consider the other to be a hero. They allow the other to determine their lives for them, because they didn't do the Buddhist technique of disidentification and detachment. Instead of realizing that everybody has their own idios, they stepped into the experience of somebody else, making that other one an idiot and themselves an idiot for believing an idiot. So that is where we then see this principle and the dynamic of vetiko, when people by their limitations trigger each other into their limitations, and by their reflexes trigger their reflexes, and as a result live a reflex driven experience of life. And people do that in pairs. The French call it la folie à deux. The two people living in a kind of madness together, because their reflexes create that. But as mentioned, when the baby grows up and realizes that the experience of the self is only one perspective, and that there are other people having their other self, and that the other selves have a different perspective on what's going on, then by taking interest in that, they learn to look at life from more than one standpoint. They learn to look at themselves from more than one standpoint. And they discover that their self is actually not a state of being, but a multifaceted capacity for becoming. They can develop the one way, can develop the other way. It is a parallel to the first cell, differentiating and forming different cells, forming different organs, and that in forming the different cells, we can also form different selves, which simply means that our self, our idios, is a potential. It is not a thing. And when people think that the self is a thing, then the idios has become an idiot. And when that limitation is lifted by interest in others, there is also a reflected interest in self, and people can then open up into each other, which is the opposite of say this hero phase of making somebody else your hero and stepping into their footsteps and doing what they do and become an idiot because they're an idiot. Because if the other is not caught up in the self, with the self-importance and the self-interest and the self-absorption and everything that an idiot would be succumbing to, then the other from their self takes interest in yourself, which in the East they call namaste. There is this understanding that our self is much more than we can know, but by reflecting on it we can unfold it. And when you listen to this, you probably have your own experience of talking with others and then suddenly realizing that yourself was totally accepted. You accept the self of the others as they are unconditionally. The unconditionality is a characteristic of love. So in that state of love, that total openness, that total acceptance, you then discover things about you which you didn't know before, because the other unfolds things of themselves which maybe they haven't unfolded before, but it's like flowers opening up. And then the self becomes something much larger, and the idioticity, or the being an idiot, disappears, dissolves, cannot be, because the idiot is self-defined, self-referential, self-limiting, but the idios is unfolding, it is expanding, it is sharing, it is related to love. And out of that experience of, say, the baby becoming a child by taking interest in others, then in the next phase of development, the child becomes an adolescent and actually explores the lifestyles and the life experiences of others. So steps into different households, steps into different neighborhoods, steps into different countries, and realizing that people together have kinds of behaviors, language, habits, or social constructs, social organizations, which are very different, which all serve the same purpose of social coherence, social support, also social capability to repair damage of storms and other things, like the social self-repair capacity and the social identity, so that people know that they are part of that group and know that they will be supported by that group. But when people step out of those groups and then discover that other groups do the same, then the idios is transcending from the idios of the society that they lived in to the idios or the self or the social organization or the life experience of a different society. And when people are born into that different society, for them that will appear to be normal. And when they think that other people are abnormal, then they have become idiots again. So when nations say, well, we're the nation and the others are the enemy, then they're idiots. And when a religion says, we're the good ones and the others are the idiots, then they are the idiots. So by introducing this term of idiot and looking into the term idiot, and by understanding the nature of the idiot, we can then suddenly have a tool to get rid of the idiot, for the simple reason that it is clear that an idiot is somebody who got stuck in a self-referential being and lacking it the capacity to acknowledge the uniqueness and the idios of other beings. So that brings me to the reason of this exploration. And the reason for the use of the word idiot, because if we do not use the word idiot, then we cannot discover the word idios. And if we do not understand the word idios, how we can also not understand what can go wrong in the development of the idios, of the self, in the self in the relationship with another, the unfolding of the self in the namaste experience, or the self unfolding in a different culture, and the being human in humanity kind of experience. And at the deepest level, the unfolding of the self, not just in others, not just in humanity, not just with other life forms, but the self as a cosmic being. That in ourselves, we are the other, we are the other species, we are the universe. And that the self then is undefinable, because as a cosmic being you are everything that is, and you just happen to experience within yourself, your idios, in your soul, in the same way that you can experience all other life forms in you and realize that all of the life forms like you are living here, having a life experience, having their idios, having their discovery of life, and we reflect each other, we complement and complete each other in that. And in the same way that we do that in humanity and with others, we can enhance that and experience that. So if that's the normal and natural development, that the idios turns out to be much larger than you are with yourself, that your idios is something that you can share with others, with other individuals, with other groups, with other cultures, with humanity as a whole, and then you discover that your idios is exactly the same but different as that of all other kind of life forms, and that in your idios you can see how unique their idios being is, how their being themselves is, and that for them too there is that inverted self, the world around them, which complements them and completes them, and as their environment helps them to unfold and discover their self, so that the universe, the earth, nature, humanity, the species, the social environment is that retort, that cauldron in which the self can bubble and redefine itself, define itself and unfold itself, and discover that the only way to be yourself is to overflow the cauldron, overflow the retort, overflow that bubble, and expand from your own limitations into an unlimited being. With that understanding, the question then becomes very clear, how can it be that there are idiots? If the normal way is that people from their idios become aware of others, synergetic, symbiotic with others, not just other people but other life forms and basically all life on earth, then what causes people to become idiots? And that is where the word idiot then becomes so important, because from idios to idiot is the transition from being open to being closed, from being alloreferential to being able to see others, take interest in others, experience others, to be self-referential, to lack empathy, to be locked in your self-perception, to reflect others but not self-reflect. Those are the traits of the narcissist, and also the psychopath, the sociopath. Those are the traits of people who have been hurt so much that they have been knocked into themselves and in their own self have gotten tied in with a traumatic memory experience, which is a very small part of themselves. But they got identified with that, they got caught up with it, they actually started to live that. That has been separately described in this whole story of people being caught up in their traumatic experience. And so when they got caught up in their internalized traumatic experience, they cannot develop out and discover more than what they are, because they have that unresolved traumatic memory within them, which, like a blind spot, but also like a black hole, holds them back, pulls them back, and becomes the focal point, the pivot of what they project on others. So when the idios gets damaged and has a sore spot within, instead of radiating out, it sort of gets sucked in, goes into that sore spot, and then projects outward from that sore spot, as a result of which their unresolved issue becomes projected onto everything they see. And I've already described that in the explorations of the topic of the alienation diseases and the associated problems with the creation of an integrated identity. But by adding the word idios, changing into idiot to that, we have a language to be much more specific on what is amiss and how we can resolve that. And I was really happy when I realized that I could use the word idiot in a constructive sense by juxtaposing it to the word idiot, idios, because then it becomes possible to see that idiots are simply people who got stuck into some undigested, unresolved internal trauma. And once that trauma is resolved, the idiot becomes an idios again. The letter T is sort of like this time-out symbol. Something got stuck, something got blocked. People got stuck in their little hell. And the S at the word of idios is a bit like this snake line in the yin-yang symbol, where the part connects into the whole. With that understanding that the idiot got stuck in something where the idios is not stuck, then with the word idiot we can look for where did people get stuck, what is that internal trauma as a result of which they got separated, alienated from their environment, what is the pivot point from where they project their hurt and their pain on others. And with that understanding, it then became clear that where there are idiots, by the principle of vetico, other idiots can emerge. And those people who have experience with family constellations, they are very well aware that a lot of people are in their body projecting an unresolved issue from their parent, which often was an unresolved issue from their parent, which was an unresolved issue from their parent, and all the way back up to a point where somebody had a mishap in their environment, couldn't resolve that, locked that into their memory bank and transmit that as a, let's say, a hereditary sin to all of their offspring. But once you know that, you can look for it. And there are many techniques which make that possible. Neurofeedback is one of them, rebirthing is one of them, family constellations is another one, meditation is another one, bodywork is another one, rolfing is another one, hypnosis, self-hypnosis is another one. Anything that allows people to bypass their beliefs and enter into unresolved memories, anything that helps them to discharge the emotional pain and release the underlying traumatic experience. All of those techniques can help to transform an idiot into an idios. And so by having the word idiot now no longer as a discriminatory terminology of somebody who just needs to be disregarded, it actually turns the other way around. An idiot is somebody who cannot ask for help but needs help. Same as people who are in depression, they're sort of dove back in a dugout and pulled the lid over their head. They took shelter, refuge in a shelter, and they can no longer reach out to others to ask for help because their energy is down, their pilot flame is even extinguished, there is nothing there by which they can reach out, and it is up to others to reach in and help them to rekindle their inner flame, to rekindle their inner fire, to rekindle their inner light so that they can radiate again. Everybody has had those moments of hurt. Everybody has those places where the memory is into freeze lock. Applied kinesiology is one of the techniques which is really good at working with that. And so even the narcissist, the psychopaths, and the sociopaths, basically they're all idiots because they work from their self-centeredness. They project that on others. They do that because they were hurt and they project their hurt on others. They can actually detect the hurt of others because they are locked into their own hurt, and that's the wavelength by which they contact others, and the others are not aware of that. So the others in their way are idiots too, but they just don't know that they are idiots. We can see the blind spot of others, but we cannot see our own blind spot. We can see when somebody else is an idiot, but we cannot see when we ourselves are idiot. But by turning that around, and that's again in that letter, that symbol of the letter T, that's a vertical line and a horizontal line. The horizontal line, we can see the blind spot of the others. The vertical line, we cannot see our own blind spot. Combine the two, and then the others can help you see your blind spot. That's the principle of Ubuntu. We mirror each other, and as a result, can see more of each other. And one of the things that we can see in ourselves as a result of the other is the parts where we couldn't go anymore. So we can, one hand washing the other, help each other to get rid of these unresolved issues, just like the monkeys delicing each other and getting rid of the gnats. So in that same way, we can help each other to get rid of the sore spots and release them and transform them into capacities for new potentials. So that is where I then realized that this topic of idiot becomes very powerful, because by using the word idiot as simply an acknowledgement of the fact that we all have our selfish and self-obsessed parts, and we all get stuck in them, we can also get others stuck in that, then we can resolve it. As I tend to say, life is about having freedom of choice, and you have the choice to make hell on earth or to make heaven on earth. Hell on earth you can do by yourself, you can even inflict it on others, but heaven on earth, creating paradise, you can only do with others. But first you need to do it within yourself. So within yourself you need to release your own hell experiences, turn them inside out, go into your sore spots and discover that there was something that you had not integrated, as a result of which you became disintegrated, that your idios turned into an idiot. And once you realize that, you can then unfold further potential, because that where you got stuck became a moment of learning. Now you know how to negotiate that problem which at that time you could not resolve. That's why it's so important to go back and digest the undigested memories, look back in the memory banks and get rid of everything that got stuck, so that it can be unstuck, so that in the body everything can rejuvenate, as a result of which longevity comes back out. Less obstacles in the mind, less obstacles in the body, less obstacles in life. So the more you can live, the more you can experience. Instead of being locked in into the traumatic experience, as is the case for the idiot, you then can, like the baby, unfold from the idios, discover more and more. Instead of being held back by idiotic behavior, all these unresolved traumatic experiences, then these turn into a moment of learning and the possibilities for new explorations. You now need know how to deal with it. You know that you need to deal with it differently. You know that what you did then does not apply, so you can throw that away, and there is space for doing something else. Doing the same would be the idiot thing. Doing something else, it is idiot's thing. And that makes it really fascinating, because then that transition from idiot to idios is something you can do individually. It's something that you can help each other do. That's something you can do together. That's something that everybody can do. And when everybody stops being an idiot, then everybody can experience that idios is so much larger than imaginable. And that out of the experience of the idios, more and more becomes possible. It is important to realize that there is that aspect of the contagiousness of idiots. That's the principle of Vetico. When somebody got stuck in their idiot behavior, it is because they got stuck in an undigested experience. It means that they got stuck in memory and got limited by memory, got operated by memory. And by being limited to a specific memory which is associated with the trauma, and by reliving that again and again, and by projecting that on others, parents who are stuck in that will inflict it on our children. And as a result, many generations yonder, it will still be there because nobody was able to see it. Because instead of realizing that that was an unlivable experience and it needed to be transformed, they entered into that, started to live with that unlivable experience, became the carriers of that unlivable experience, became the projectors of that unlivable experience, and thus became projectors of idiot behavior. So that's where, in the previous talks, I then unfolded that yes, we can cure the narcissist, the psychopath, and the sociopath, but we can only do that if we can enter into our unresolved and unaddressed issues. But we also need to be able to do that at the subconscious, the unconscious, and the out-of-conscious, because that's where the others are suffering this. They cannot get out of it, like the people who are in their pit of depression. So we need to help them by us getting into it. So in order to help somebody who has got stuck in idiot behavior, we need to understand what our idiot behavior is, so that from our idiot behavior we can help somebody else understand that it just is where you get stuck, and that by showing how we ourselves got unstuck, they can discover that that T-shape of the one line blocking the other can turn into the S-shape of one thing turning into the other. And that transforms everything. And then this contagious affliction of idiot behavior, of the parent inflicting it on the other and making it impossible for the child to unfold from the idiot's baby to the interested child, to the involved adolescent, to the integrated adult. Once people know how to do that, to create a situation in which the parents are actually able to foster that unfoldment at every next level, every next level, and every next level, then idiot behavior is just a thing of the past. It is no longer necessary. Because every time it happens, or any time it happens, people will know what it is, and you will know how the idiot has that T-shape. There is a line which got blocked. Go into that crossing point of the blocked lines, turn it around, and then that S-shape of the unfolding of the one into the other can take place. And the idiot can discover how large experience of life really can be.